Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Susanna Wesley's husband Samuel had a lifelong project writing a commentary on Job. It appears to have consumed him. He had a parish which brought him income, and he did guest speaking at other churches. Susanna was a supportive wife, never complaining, but always going along with his passion. Samuel did not have an evening service at his church because he was often away guest speaking. Susanna felt that her children should have that service for their learning, so she began holding a Sunday evening service in their home. The service consisted of singing some psalms, and then she would read a sermon from Samuel's extensive library, sermons by John Bunyan, Richard Baxter, and others. Soon servants began attending, then friends of the servants. Then the group grew to 200, and many could not get in because there wasn't room in their home. The local curate of the Church of England grew jealous because Susanna was drawing more people than his services. He wrote to Samuel that it was improper for a woman to conduct meetings. Samuel wrote to Susanna that she should let a man read. Susanna's long letter of response has become famous throughout history. In essence, she said, there was no man literate enough to read or who had a strong enough voice for 200 people. Further, many people were coming who had not previously attended church. Finally, she told Samuel she could not in good conscience discontinue the gatherings, that they would have to answer to the Lord on Judgment Day. The meetings continued.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.